The wow word today is sin. I wonder if you knew that I play a lot of sport. Sometimes when I play tennis, I try to hit the ball, but I miss it. I also sometimes actually hit the ball, and it flies outside the court. Talk about frustration. And then there is my golf prowess. Occasionally, I go to putt the ball into the hole, and I miss. What is my point? When I play tennis and hit the ball out of the tennis court, or I play golf and miss the hole when I'm putting, it could be said that I have committed a sin. And everybody, including those who would not call themselves Christians, has some idea of sin, even if they would not use that particular word for it. They generally call doing things like telling lies or going over the speed limit in the car little sins, because everybody does those. And of course, only a tiny minority of people commit the really big sins, such as murdering other people or robbing banks. So to most people's minds, there are degrees of sins, depending on how many people actually do that kind of sin. But God has other ideas. So what actually is the biblical definition of sin? Sin is the lack of conformity to the moral law of God, either in deeds, attitudes, or state. Do you remember Jesus saying the two greatest commandments were to love God and love others? Any breakage of those two commandments is sin, whether it's a large breakage or a small breakage. It is sin. But there are two kinds of sin. Firstly, there are the sins which are active disobedience, or what we call the sins of commission. These are where God's commandments are actively broken. Secondly, there are the passive kinds, which are sins of omission. These occur when people are not doing as they ought to do. So what can we do about it? Everybody, including Christians, sin in one of those two ways. Of course, for the Christians, they have accepted Jesus Christ as their Saviour and have had their sins forgiven. But those who are Christians still sin. And as a Christian, you are to take God's view of sin. You cannot claim to be without sin, because as 1 John 1 says, you would be living in self-delusion and making God out to be a liar. So when you realize you have sin, be quick to confess it so that your relationship with Jesus Christ remains at peak intimacy. For as 1 John 1 verse 9 says, Jesus is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Wow. Jesus wants us to have complete fellowship with him. And by confessing your sin, your fellowship with him is made ever richer, more intimate, and ever stronger. How's that for a wow word?